अथ चत्वारिंशः सर्गः। मारीचस्य तु तद्वाक्यम् क्षमम् युक्तम् च रावणः, उक्तो न प्रतिजग्राहमर्तुकाम इवौषधम्। तम् पथ्यहितवक्तारम् मारीचम् राक्षसाधिपः अब्रवीत्परुषम् वाक्यमयुक्तम् कालचोदितः। दुष्कुलैतदयुक्तार्थम् मारीचमयि कथ्यते, वाक्यम् निष्फलमत्यर्थम् बीजमुक्तमिवोषरे। त्वद्वाक्यैर्न तु माम् शक्यम् भेत्तुम् रामस्य संयुगे। मूर्खस्य पापशीलस्य मानुषस्य विशेषतः, यस्त्यक्त्वा सुहृदो राज्यम् मातरम् पितरम् तथा। स्त्रीवाक्यम् प्राकृतम् श्रुत्वा वनमेकपदे गतः, अवश्यम् तु मया तस्य संयुगे खरघातिनः। प्राणैः प्रियतरा सीता हर्तव्या तव सन्निधौ, एवम् मे निश्चिता बुद्धिर्हृदि मारी च विद्यते। न व्यावर्तयितुम् शक्या सेन्द्रैरपि सुरासुरैः, दोषम् गुणम् वा सम्पृष्टस्त्वमेवम् वक्तुमर्हसि। अपायम् वा उपायम् वा कार्यस्यास्य विनिश्चये, सम्पृष्टेन तु वक्तव्यम् सचिवेन विपश्चिता। उद्यताञ्जलिनाराज्ञो य इच्छेद्भूतिमात्मनः, वाक्यमप्रतिकूलम् तु मृदुपूर्वम् शुभम् हितम्। उपचारेण वक्तव्यो युक्तम् च वसुधाधिपः, सावमर्दम् तु यद्वाक्यमथ वाहितमुच्यते। नाभिनन्देत तद्राजामानार्थीमानवर्जितम्। पञ्चरूपाणि राजानो धारयन्त्यमितौजसः, अग्नेरिन्द्रस्य सोमस्य यमस्य वरुणस्य च। औष्ण्यम् तथा विक्रमम् च सौम्यम् दण्डम् प्रसन्नता। धारयन्ति महात्मानो राजानः क्षणदाचर, तस्मात् सर्वास्वस्थासु मान्याः पूज्याश्च नित्यदा। त्वम् तु धर्ममभिज्ञाय केवलम् मोहमाश्रितः, अभ्यागतम् तु दौरात्म्यात् परुषम् वदसीदृशम्। गुणदोषौ न पृच्छामि क्षेमम् चात्मनि राक्षस, मयोक्तमपि चैतावत्त्वाम् प्रत्यमित विक्रम। अस्मिंस्तु स भवान् कृत्ये साहाय्यम् कर्तुमर्हसि। शृणु तत्कर्म साहाय्ये यत्कार्यम् वचनान् मम। सौवर्णस्त्वम् मृगो भूत्वा चित्रो रजतबिन्दुभिः, आश्रमे तस्य रामस्य सीतायाः प्रमुखे चरा। प्रलोभयित्वा वैदेहीम् यथेष्टम् गन्तुमर्हसि। त्वाम् हि मायामयम् दृष्ट्वा काञ्चनम् जातविस्मया, आनयैनमिति क्षिप्रम् रामम् वक्ष्यति मैथिली। अपक्रान्ते च काकुत्स्थे दूरम् गत्वाप्युदाहर, हासीते लक्ष्मणेत्येवम् रामवाक्यानुरूपकम्। तच्छ्रुत्वा रामपदवीम् सीतया च प्रचोदितः, अनुगच्छति सम्भ्रान्तम् सौमित्रिरपि सौहृदात्। अपक्रान्ते च काकुत्स्थे लक्ष्मणे च यथा सुखम्। आहरिष्यामि वैदेहीम् सहस्राक्षशचीमिव, एवम् कृत्वा त्विदम् कार्यम् यथेष्टम् गच्छ राक्षस। राज्यस्यार्धम् प्रदास्यामि मारी च तव सुव्रता, गच्छ सौम्य शिवम् मार्गम् कार्यस्यास्य विवृद्धये। अहम् त्वानुगमिष्यामि सरथो दण्डकावनम्। प्राप्य सीतामयुद्धेन वञ्चयित्वा तु राघवम्, लङ्काम् प्रतिगमिष्यामि कृतकार्यः सह त्वया। नो चेत् करोषि मारी च हन्मित्वामहमद्य वै, एतत्कार्यमवश्यम् मे बलादपि करिष्यसि। राज्ञो विप्रतिकूलस्थो न जातु सुखमेधते। आसाद्यतम् जीवित संशयस्ते मृत्युर्ध्रुवो ह्यद्य मया विरुध्यतः। एतद्यथावत् परिगण्य बुद्ध्या यदत्र पथ्यम् कुरु तत्तथा त्वम्। इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे चत्वारिंशः सर्गः।
Aranyakanda, Canto 40. Ravana reproaches Maricha and commands him to help him in his mission. Though counseled by Maricha, Ravana, for his part, did not accept that proper and reasonable advice of Maricha any more than a man courting death would accept a remedy. Impelled by death, Ravana, the suzerain lord of ogres, spoke the following harsh and ill-advised words to the said Maricha, who had tendered a salutary and friendly advice to him. O Maricha of ignoble descent, this ill-conceived advice which is being tendered to me is altogether fruitless, like a seed sown in a barren soil. It is not possible by your words to deter me from my resolve to enter into hostility through abduction of Sita with Rama, who is stupid, addicted to sin, and, above all, a human being. I need must at all events bear away in your presence Sita, who is dearer than life to him, who, having heard the valueless words of a woman, that is his stepmother Kaikeyi, departed at once for the forest, renouncing his near and dear ones, sovereignty and parents, and who killed Kara in battle. This resolute determination exists in my mind, O Maricha. It cannot be altered even by gods and demons, including Indra, the lord of paradise. When asked about the merits and demerits, or about the means of accomplishing a thing or the risks involved in it, while finally deciding upon a particular course of action, you ought to have said like this: by a wise counselor who seeks his own prosperity from a king, counsel should be given with uplifted and joined palms only when he is duly asked for it. A monarch should be spoken to in words which are not repugnant but pleasing, yet wholesome, and are uttered with politeness and in soft accents. A king seeking honor would not welcome that counsel which is uttered in an insulting tone and is lacking in respect, even though it is wholesome. Kings possessed of unlimited prowess assume 5 roles, that is, those of the god of fire, Indra, the ruler of gods, the moon god, Yama, the god of retribution, and Varuna, the god of water. High-souled kings, O prowler of the night, embody ardor and prowess, gentleness, violence, and grace, the virtues of the above-noted deities, and are therefore worthy of honor and respect at all times. Not knowing your duty, you, on the other hand, have clung to infatuation alone, and due to evil-mindedness, address such harsh words to me, your guest. I do not ask you about the merits and demerits of what I propose to do, nor what is advisable for me, O ogre. On the other hand, my request to you is only this: O ogre of unlimited prowess, urged by me, you ought at all events to render help in this mission of abducting Sita. Now hear of that role which has to be played by you, by way of cooperation at my instance. Turning into a golden deer freckled with silvery spots, roam you in the hermitage of the aforesaid Rama, before the eyes of Sita. Having cast your full charm on her, you may go wherever you please. Wonderstruck to see you transformed into a golden deer by dint of Maya, conjuring tricks, Sita, a princess of Mithila, will surely speak to Rama at once, "Pray, fetch the deer for me." Also moving to some distance, when Rama, a scion of Kakutstha, is away from his hut, exclaim in a voice similar to Rama's, "Ah, Sita, O Lakshmana!" Hearing the call and importuned by Sita, Lakshmana, son of Sumitra too, will follow in the wake of Rama in a flurry out of affection for his brother. When Rama, a scion of Kakutstha, and Lakshmana too are away from their cottage, I shall bear away Sita, a princess of the Videha territory, with ease as Indra, the thousand-eyed god, would take away Shachi, his own consort. Of course, having accomplished this work in this way, go wherever you please, O ogre. I shall confer half of my kingdom on you, O Maricha of noble vows. Proceed on your auspicious journey, my good friend, for the accomplishment of this object. I shall follow at your heels in a chariot to Dandaka forest. Having hoodwinked Rama and won Sita without any struggle, I shall, for my part, return to Lanka with you, my purpose being accomplished. If you don't do this, O Maricha, I shall make short work of you this very day. You need must do this work of mine, even perforce. None who stands directly opposed to a king can live happily. Approaching Rama, danger to life will be met by you, whereas death is certain for you this very day if you are at variance with me. Weighing this carefully in the scales of reason, do that which is wholesome for you on this point accordingly. Thus ends Canto 40 in the Aranyakanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a rishi and the oldest epic.